You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On the Texas Rangers. We're here today to talk about Rougned Odor. I'm Bryce Patrick of the Dallas Morning News, and it's time to say goodbye to Rougned Odor. His time with the Rangers is over. First, today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. So, we're here to talk about Rougie. First, there's a bit of news that I want to get to before I spend basically the entirety of the rest of this episode talking about Rougned Odor. Jose Leclerc will have Tommy John surgery, and he will miss about 12 to 15 to honestly maybe even 18 months. This is exactly the scenario that I feared when the original injury happened. But of course, it happens to be the worst case scenario because it's the Rangers in the 2020s, and it's going to be rough. Just buckle in. Things are going to get rough. Good things are not going to happen very often. And, you know, that's just kind of where we are. Just settle in. It's kind of par for the course. Hopefully Jonathan Hernandez's injury does not require Tommy John surgery. Jose Leclerc seemed like it was more significant than Jonathan Hernandez's injury. So it's not extremely surprising that he's having Tommy John surgery. But that's where we are. It's not great, but the Rangers didn't really need him this year. The only hope was that he would establish some value this year. Maybe the Rangers could trade him, but that's not happening. So let's get into Rougned Odor. On Monday, the Rangers designated him for assignment after a half-hearted attempt to make him a third baseman, starting third baseman for the Texas Rangers, which obviously would just last for this year because Josh Jung is coming and he's just about ready. But that broken foot is really, really going to hurt the Rangers, not having him ready and having him delayed for another, I believe it was 6 to 8 weeks that he's going to be delayed. So by the time he's ready to play, AAA will have started, and so he'll get some reps down there. But in the meantime, it's looking like it's going to be a while. But by the end of the regular season, I'm pretty sure that he will be the Rangers' everyday starting third baseman and will be continuing in that role for quite some time in the future. Now, he just Rougned Odor was just flat out one of the worst players in Major League Baseball for the last couple of years. Last year, he had a negative 0.7 WAR as his whole season, which is honestly quite terrible for just 38 games. But as far back as 2018, he had a 3-1 season, his best season by WAR. Last year, or in 2019, he had a 0.0 WAR season. It's been real up and down, hit and miss with Rougned Odor. And that year that he had a 3.1 WAR, only played in 129 games. He was just such a divisive player in every stretch of the imagination. He'd have months where he'd go absolutely bonkers and months where he'd be absolutely terrible. In July of 2018, he had an incredible month, 24 games. He hit 6 home runs, hit 343 for the month, on base over 400, OPS over 1,000. Just absolutely went bonkers. In September and October of 2019, 24 games in that span, he hit 9 home runs, had a OPS of 984. And he also hit 8 home runs in July of that season. He just had these months where he'd absolutely go off and just look absolutely dominant, followed by just months and months and months of not being able to hit at all. The defense was never super great. He looked fine at third base, but it just, he didn't have it. And that's one of the most depressing things to see. It's just been a rough road for Rougned Odor. He has been extremely polarizing from the fans and from people who cover the team. No one really knows what to think about him. I mean, May 15th, 2016 might have been the greatest day of his career when he punched Jose Bautista right in his stinking face as the greatest baseball punch that has ever been thrown or probably ever will be thrown. It was incredible. It was a wonderful moment that brought us all together, brought us all some joy for so long, and still brings me joy to this day when I watch it. But that was the best hit that he had in his career, and there weren't nearly enough hits after that. He's a guy who hit 30 home runs regularly, which was about the only positive thing that he did. It was just always just confounding with him. I just never knew what to expect last year. He led the Rangers with 10 home runs. He had 33 home runs in 2016, 30 in 2017, only 18 in 2018. We only played a few games, and then 30 in 2019. He has 146 career home runs and is just a guy that I could never figure out. And I really hope does figure it out. There's a lot of talk almost every single spring training. He was a really great spring training player. He played very well in spring training. It was always, all right, his adaptability is there. He is, you know, adapting to different situations, adapting to different counts, and all kinds of other stuff, which was the thing that he always needed to do. He needed to be able to change his swing up, be able to hit things that weren't fastballs, be a little bit less aggressive, but it never really came to fruition. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to look at what this means for the Rangers, a little bit more at Rugi, and just what it means for the Rangers in general, right after this word from our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL, they're in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Audacity app or wherever you get your podcasts. So let's talk about what this means for the 2021 Texas Rangers. It means that Nick Solak is going to be the starting everyday second baseman. And it's looking like Brock Holt is going to be one of two people splitting duties at third base. The other will be Charlie Culberson. Now, I think these two have done fine in spring training. Nothing too exciting, nothing crazy, blowing anyone out of the water. Charlie Culberson is a 32-year-old this year. He had an 827 OPS in 13 spring training games, which is perfectly fine, with an on-base higher than his slugging percentage, on base of 350 or 452, slugging 375. Would definitely like to see him mash a little bit more, because he's mainly going to be playing against righties. Just would like to see him hit for a little more power, especially if he's going to be manning the hot corner. Brock Holt has been just fine in spring training. Nothing too crazy. That's why I was most confused by this move. Brock Holt hasn't really pushed the needle anywhere. He's got a 241 batting average, on base of 370, and slugging about 380, OPS of 750. So nothing absolutely insane, nothing that would make you say, all right, let's make sure that we eat this $12 million of Ruben Odor's salary. Now, Brock Holt does have a lot of history playing. He also grew up in Fort Worth. I don't know if anybody knew that. He went to Rice. Grew up in Stephenville, Texas. Was actually born in Fort Worth, I should say. Grew up in Stephenville, and went to Rice, where he was drafted by Pittsburgh. So he is a one-time All-Star, won the World Series in 2018, back with Boston. But it's been quite a while since he was an All-Star. He was an All-Star in 2015, which even that season wasn't super great. I don't really know why he was an All-Star that year. He had an OPS of 727, which just, it doesn't really make sense why he was an All-Star that year. He had two home runs, 27 doubles, and six triples. I don't really know why he was an All-Star that year. Last year, he spent time with Milwaukee and Washington, 16 games in Milwaukee, had an OPS of 322, 20 games with the Washington Nationals, where he had an OPS of 668. So still nothing absolutely crazy. Four home runs with Washington, one with Milwaukee, so five. And if you average those out, he had a 557 OPS for the year. So I don't really know why this is happening. It must have been something in Rougned Odor's attitude, I think, that made them just say, okay, this is it. Or just they just were just that desperate to get rid of Rougned Odor, which I don't really understand why. You're going to be a bad team. Josh Young is still going to be coming up at the end of the year. It's going to be easier to give his spot over to Josh Young than it would be to give it over to two guys in their 30s that are platooning. I just don't really see the immediacy for it, but it was going to happen eventually. So maybe props to them for just ripping off the Band-Aid. I don't really know, but that's kind of what it was. And a lot of the frustration with Rugi came with his contract extension, which I got to say, having a contract extension that includes livestock in there is forever amazing. No matter what happened with him, like the fact that he was able to get horses in his contract extension with the Rangers is an incredible feat. And I will always be very proud of him for that. But it wasn't anything absolutely insane. It wasn't like he was making ever $20 million or even 15. He never even made $15 million. So it went from $8 million in 2018, which was when it started, $9 million 2019, $12 million last year, $12 million this year, and a club option for $13 million next season, or a $3 million buyout. That's about a major league average starter's price. But he hasn't been that. He just absolutely has not lived up to even being a major league regular. It was just absolutely abysmal for him last year. I mean, we forget how bad the numbers were. He did hit a bunch of home runs. Almost all of them came towards the end of the season. He only played in 38 games last year. Hit 167 with an on base of 209. I don't care if you're slugging 413. That's just not good enough. He had 7 walks to 47 strikeouts. That was 47 strikeouts in 148 plate appearances. Right about a third of the time is when he was striking out. And I think 5% walk rate, doing the math off the top of my head, a little bit under 5% walk rate. He had more home runs than walks, which is kind of an insane stat. He also did that in 2016. He had 33 home runs and 19 walks that season. And he almost did it in, where was it? Where'd it go? 2000. Nope. It was just that year. That was the only year that he had more home runs than walked. Oh, he was really close with 32 walks and 30 home runs in 2017. So he was never a guy who walked a whole lot. And I think it was just, it's just bad timing for him. This is just, he wasn't even supposed to be the Rangers starting second baseman when he came up in 2014. That was the year that everything went to crap. And they're like, all right, we got to pull this guy who's just barely been in Double A for a little bit, just made his Double A debut this season, and let's pull him up to the majors. And he did okay. And him doing okay that year, I think, was one of the worst things to happen to him. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about why exactly that was, and what this means for the Rangers moving forward. Back to this word from our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It's Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup is a good one. We have got lemon almond cheesecake versus caramel brownie. Actually, no. I think it's chocolate, cookie dough chunk versus cookies and cream. Now, this is a very similar one, but I gotta go with the cookie dough cream or cookie dough chunk. Just the more cookie dough, the better. Cookies and cream is really solid, elite, great to make it to the Final Four, but I would have to move on cookie dough chunk. Just absolutely phenomenal flavor. But that is Built Bar Madness for today. Go to builtbar.com or at built_built on Twitter. Remember to use that promo code LockedOn15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LockedOn15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com, and check back to see who won today's matchup and who will be the best tasting protein bar. The Locked On MLB Division Preview Series continues on Locked On MLB Today. Every episode from now until the 31st features in-depth looks at each team in every division. It's all on the Locked On MLB podcast feed right now. Follow Locked On MLB in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's look back at the 2014 Rangers, because, you know, there's going to be a lot of similarities in the 2014 Rangers and this year's Rangers, except this year's Rangers, we're going to absolutely know that it's coming. We're going to know that it's going to be rough from the start. We're not going to be blindsided with hopes of things going well. Ron Washington is no longer the manager. We're not going to have a Tim Bogart situation. That's just where we are. We're also not going to have 148 games with Adrian Beltre. So just disabuse yourself of that notion right now, and you will be much better for it. But the guy who's supposed to be every day starting second base, right now, right next to Elvis Andrews, was Jerickson Profar. But shoulder injuries that would eventually basically completely derail his career. So glad that he's been able to turn it back around now in San Diego, and things are going well for him now playing left field. But he was supposed to be the guy in the middle infield, maybe eventually move over to shortstop if the Rangers wanted to move on from Elvis Andrews. And then Rougned Odor would be ready in 2015 or 16. Rougned Odor did not spend that much time in the minors, but as a 20-year-old in 114 games in 2014, he performed very well. He had 7 triples, which I believe was right up there near the league lead. Actually, it wasn't even the team lead because they had a lot of triples that year. Alex Rios had 8. Leonis Martin had 7. Rugi had 9 home runs and 14 doubles that year. Walked 17 times, struck out 71, hit 259 on base, just under 300. And slug just over 400, OPS right around just 2 ticks below 700. That's a really solid 20-year-old season for a guy who wasn't really supposed to be called up, wasn't really part of the plan. And so because of that, he never really went back down to the minors because Jerickson Profar was never ready. He didn't get optioned, didn't get to spend that time in the minors, except for, I believe, 2018 was when the Rangers sent him down for a little bit. But they hadn't done that since then. And it didn't really work all that much. He was still pretty much the same player that he has been. He didn't have time to work on his flaws. He was supposed to be a guy who hit around 300. He was supposed to have a good eye, not be super impatient, not supposed to be a guy who had a lot of power because he wasn't supposed to sell out for power. Then that's exactly what he turned into. He was a guy who just absolutely sold out for power every chance that he could, didn't really grow, got a little bit better defensively, still wasn't great defensively, and offensively was just an all or nothing guy. And when that works, it works pretty well. But when it doesn't, which is much more often, it is dark. It is bad, and it is hard to watch. And that has been Rougned Odor for the last 3 years. He'd have those spans, like I said, where everything would look great. But more often, it was just strikeout after strikeout after strikeout after pop-up. It just not great offense. And so I think that really is what derailed his career. I hope he can get it back on track somewhere. But I'm not holding out a whole lot of hope for that. I'm sure someone will give him a spot on their team this year, somebody who's not a contender, who he can go and play some second base, so he can go play some third base, or just go spend some time in the lab actually working on getting that adaptability, not just doing the exact same thing every time, selling out for hitting a fastball as far as he can, as hard as he can, swinging that hard every single time. I wish nothing but the best for Rougned Odor. It's been really sad to see his fall from grace, having 2 Ranger middle infielders who feels like have been here for forever, and now having neither of them is just going to be really stark to see this opening day. He used to be before Elvis Andrus, or when Elvis Andrus got traded, until this week, he was the longest tenured Ranger and the last Ranger to play on a Rangers playoff team. Now the longest tenured Ranger is Joey Gallo, who has been up with the Rangers, has been played in most major league seasons, I think every single major league season, at least a part of, since 2015. But the last Rangers player on a playoff roster was Matt Busch. So that's kind of what we're dealing with here, with there back in 2016. So happy trails to Rougned Odor. I'm sad to see you go. And, you know, it might be happy to see a guy who has struggled, no longer your team no longer has to deal with him, but he is still a human being, and he did get fired from his dream job, and celebrating that just feels gross, no matter how bad or how frustrating he might be. He's a guy who brought a lot of joy to this team, was a guy who brought a lot of edge, was kind of, I don't know, if not, definitely not the best player, but like the poster child of the Jeff Bannister grit it out era. He was a guy who got under people's skins on the other teams, a guy you really wanted to have on your team because he was going to stir something up. He was going to bring the fire. And that's the player that every single winning team needs. Not that the Rangers are going to be a winning team this year, but just something to keep in mind. So farewell, Rougned Odor. I hope to see you around again. I hope you find your feet And I'm pretty sure he will. This is going to light a fire under Rougned Odor. And I hope that he lands back somewhere on a major league roster and can reclaim his career, because he's still a young guy. He's still only 27 years old. So there's still a lot of baseball left in him. And I would love to see him rebound. And I really wish that it could have been for the Rangers. But that's going to do it for today's episode. Make sure to follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Rangers. Make sure to follow me at Bryce Patrick. You can see that on your screen here if you're watching this on WFA.com. But that's going to do it for today's episode. We'll be back later tonight. I will have some great stuff there. Two episodes today, I believe, and two tomorrow. Actually, maybe we'll spread it out and have one big one for opening day. But we'll definitely get you the full five episodes this week. All kinds of greatness. But until next time, I'm Bryce Patrick, and don't forget to enjoy baseball.